I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
How many of us can possess the eagle attitude? What makes an eagle so magnificent? Is it the courage? Is it the demeanor? Is it the strength? Is it the willpower to be able to soar as high as we can? To be able to look down at all of the opportunities and being able to attack when they present themselves? To know that you can do the impossible, not just surviving, but living. Knowing how to hunt, to be brave. You're not depending on anybody, but you're being independent like the eagle. You got to get up. You got to fly. You got to soar. You got to be that eagle. Just look at that eagle. It's truly magnificent. You never see an eagle complaining. You never see an eagle whining and worrying about how it's going to get his meal. I mean, let's just think about it. An eagle is flying, but an eagle must eat. It has to eat to survive or live. Well, let's think about that for a moment. Do you think what the eagle is hunting is going to just sit there and wait to be eaten? Because the thing about success, you got to work for it. It's not supposed to be given. It's not going to just sit around. The eagle knows what it must do. Question is, do you know what you gotta do? Do you have that ability, being capable to soar amongst the clouds? Do you really think that's how success works? The only way that the eagle is gonna eat, it has to work for its prey. Now have that mindset. Hey, I can't get anything unless I go after it. The eagle is not sitting around waiting for something to happen. The eagle is going about its business and doing what it's supposed to do. You got to be that eagle. The eagle may enjoy the hunt. Do you enjoy the hunt? Or do you feel sorry? Or do you feel like this is too much for you? I don't want to work like this. I just want it handed to me. The eagle is not sitting around waiting for something to happen. The eagle is going about its business and doing what it's supposed to do. What happened is that you got comfortable. You felt that you didn't have to work anymore. You got high, but you don't know how to go a little bit higher. You thought that because you made it, you made it. You didn't make it because you just got what you got. You got to keep going up a little bit more. You can't just sit here and be complacent with your life. You can't grow just sitting still. You can't eat sitting still. You can't satisfy your hunger. sitting still. This is how the attitude must manifest itself. You got to fly. Be the eagle within yourself. Be that person that no one has ever seen before. Be something unique. Be something great. Be something that the world will look back and say, who is that person? Where did they come from? That is something unique about that individual. That person is so hungry and so driven. Somebody ask you, what pushes you? Your response should be, I got to have that ego attitude. I got to soar amongst the clouds. I got to soar amongst the clouds. I got to soar above the clouds. Nothing is going to stop my purpose. Because I got the attitude like an eagle. So keep on flying high. Don't let the rejection stop you. Don't let people tell you that you're not good enough. If you got an idea, then stand on it. If you got something in you and you want to share it with the world, put it out there. Maybe everybody is not going to listen. Maybe everybody doesn't want to hear what you got to say. Maybe everybody doesn't want you in their camp. You got to be that eagle. You got to get up. You got to fly. You got to soar. Sometimes you may want to come down, but you got to fly back up again. Sometimes you got to cruise, but you got to be powerful even when you're cruising. Ego attitude is such a beautiful thing. It's truly magnificent. Just look at that eagle. Do you have that mindset? Do you trust in your abilities? Do you know that you have something special within yourself? Or do you trust in the things that people said you couldn't do? Did you let the world show you that you didn't have what it takes to be what you wanted to be? You never see an eagle complaining. You never see an eagle whining and worrying about how it's going to get its meal. The eagle knows what it must do. Question is, do you know what you got to do? Do you have that ability, being capable to soar amongst the clouds, to go a little bit higher than the clouds? You can't be the average person when it comes to success, because the thing about success, you got to work for it. There are many battles that we all face in life. Certain circumstances will come into your life, and these battles that we must face has different stories connected to it. These battles that we face each and every day of our lives has many things and many circumstances that sometimes we just don't feel that we're prepared for. But we must find a way. We must find a way and an understanding that this thing that we are dealing with right now in our lives is only temporary. It's temporary and it will not last forever. You must realize that you must grow enough tenacity within yourself to press on. We are all going to face many battles in our lives. And some of these battles we will not always win. But we must have the winning attitude. regardless if we fall down, regardless if the struggle is so hard, regardless if we get pushed back a few steps, we must continue to press on. We must disconnect ourselves and stop being prisoners to the sadness, to the weakness, to the fear, to the doubt. We must become strong. We must become something unique. We must put on that suit of armor and prepare ourselves for battle. Yes, every battle cannot be won, but the winning attitude to not give up is more than enough to carry on. The places that you will go in your life, the places that you have been in your life, you have seen things that others do not understand. You have been through things that others will never be able to go through on their own. And this is what makes you special. This is what makes you unique. And this is what makes you stand out. But you are not out. You are not out of the fight. You must continue to press. Press on and fight with everything you have. These days and times have been so challenging. So many people have given up. So many people have given up so much of themselves. They have disconnected themselves from the reality that they are unique, that they are special, that they are blessed with this life. Life is beautiful, and you must be able to hold on to it for as long as you can, because it will not last forever. If you're holding on to stress, disconnected. If you're holding on to fear, disconnected. If you're holding on to sorrow, if you're holding on to weakness, disconnected. That relationship that you are in right now may not be working out, but that doesn't mean that you can't get out and resonate yourself. Get your mind and your body in the right place. Work on you. Don't try to fix others. Focus on your opportunity. Focus on who you are as an individual. You can't save the world, but you can definitely make a difference. But make sure you make the difference within you. Because as long as you are leading the path, the right ones will walk with you. They will follow you. They will stand with you. They will break bread with you. So you must continue to believe. You must continue to understand that on this day, on this hour, this is your day, and your time is now. Hold on tight and don't let go. Focus on what is necessary and disconnect yourself from the things that are not necessary. If you're feeling like you're going down, open up your heart and open up your mind and look up. Carry on and believe in it. For each and every day of your life is a blessing to breathe, a blessing to walk, a blessing to do what is necessary to continue the life. And not holding on to things that's not going to get you to the level in life you want to be. Some people are not willing enough to believe in themselves. But what are you gonna do? How will you make a difference? How will you stand? And how would you fight? These battles that we face each and every day of our lives, they will continue to come. And you will not win every battle. And the battles that you face will help you to get stronger. Because even if you lose a battle, and you're still breathing, and you're still walking, and you're still able to make moves, then you still have enough fight left to carry on. And on this journey, while you are carrying on all of the things, remember the circumstances that you had to face. Remember the losses. Remember the victims. And understand that everything that you went through in your life, it had to be. It had to be this way. You may question it, but it had to be this way. You may not even understand it, but it had to be this way. Even with the mistakes that you've made in your life, yet, it had to be this way. But the mistakes that you have made, you've learned, you've grown, and you understood that you don't need to go back to that mistake again. And yes, sometimes you may make the same mistakes, but those mistakes can be even more crucial in your life. And this is why you must continue to push forward and get rid of the things that are not making you better. The battle continues. Carry on. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. The time has come.
Has come. Has come.
The moment of truth is here. The question is, are you ready? Are you prepared? Do you have the strength? Everybody wants to win, but they don't understand what it means to sacrifice to win it all. Everybody wants to be a champion, but are you prepared to work hard enough to become the champion that you believe you can be? Do you think you have the mindset now? Do you understand what it means to get into what they call beast mode? But I'm here to let you know right now, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't about being beast mode. It's about life and death mode. It's about putting it on the line. It's about pushing yourself and giving it 110% of everything you got. There is nothing that you can do once you're here, except finish what you start. When the weakness starts to talk to you and whisper sweet nothings in your ear, you got to recognize that that conversation doesn't help you. That conversation that you're having with weakness is not gonna build you. It's not gonna push you. It's not gonna lift you. You got to recognize that there's work that must be done. You got to be responsible. You got to be capable. You got to be willing to work for what you want. I know sometimes people like to talk the talk. I know some people like to pretend to be something they're not. I know sometimes people say they're a lion, but you can't be a lion if you don't understand the rules of the jungle. So ladies and gentlemen, you got to recognize what it means to sacrifice, what it means to be powerful, what it means to be strong. This is your moment to shine. And if you're not willing to shine, then step aside. If you're not willing to work, then this is not the place for you. You got to toughen up. You got to look up. You got to build up. If you want it, this is the time to go get it. But you got to work for it. You got to believe in it. You got to trust in it. You got to let the power flow through the veins. The blood is real. The blood will push you. The pump that you're getting in this place right now is going to take you up and over the top. But if you're not hungry, if you're not willing to get it, then you're going to starve. You're going to starve because you're not hungry. You're going to starve because you're not willing. You're going to starve because you don't want it. Only the hungry knows how to eat. Only the hungry knows how to fight. You don't have time to step back. You got to go forward. You got to push harder. You got to dig a little bit deeper. Some people, all they do is talk. When you're in this place of business, there is no talking. The only conversation is moving what's in front of you. The only conversation is pushing when you feel you can't push. The only conversation is you against you. The rest doesn't matter. The excuses doesn't matter. The weakness doesn't count. Excuses, get out of my way. That's what this is about. So you got to recognize when it gets tough, you better get tough. Easy does not count. Easy does not work. You can't cheat your way up. You got to push your way up. Not everyone is ready to be at the top. Not everyone is suitable to be at the top. If you're having a mental breakdown, then the body will believe everything that the mind is telling it to do. You got to understand, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And if the mind ain't right, then the body won't be right. You have to understand that you have to have a connection. The connection of righteousness, the connection of fighting, the connection of faithfulness in you and your abilities and your strength and your honor and your integrity. Everything that you do on this moment counts in this place. You can't wait for someone else to push you through it. You got to push yourself. You are born, and you are born to live and fight. So on this day, and for the rest of your life, if you're working, work a little bit harder. You can't do easy. There is no easy in success. There is no easy in pushing that weight. There is no easy in running that extra mile. If it's easy, why are you doing it? If it's easy, how are you growing? If it's easy, how are you gonna be your best? Suffer now and get the rewards later. Don't ask for it. Take it. It's yours. Go get it. If you believe in the possibilities, then make it work for you. Now you got to also understand this. It ain't gonna be easy. It's not gonna be a walk in the park. There's always more to give. You got to be willing to sacrifice. You got to be willing to hurt. You got to be willing to yell out. Whatever it takes, keep pushing forward. Don't you give up on your life. Don't you give up on those reps. Don't you give up on giving it what it takes to get the most of yourself. Some of you right now may be wondering, what is this guy yelling? I'm not yelling. I'm making noise. I'm making noise to scare away your excuses. I'm sounding off because maybe that weakness doesn't understand the power that you possess. I know for myself, if I got to shout it out, I'm gonna shout it out. I'm not gonna let things hold me down. I'm not gonna let people tell me I don't count. I'm not gonna let this place of business tell me I have no business. Yes, the voice, the power, the passion, the love, everything that I have inside, I give it to you. I give it to the listener. I give it to the weightlifter. I give it to the marathon runner. I give it to the swimmer. I give it to the Zumba dancer. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. When the time comes, you must recognize that you got to be better. You got to be tougher. You got to be stronger. Because nothing that did not create you cannot break you. Be the best of yourself. Be the strongest of the strongest. Don't let anything or anyone hold you back, because you have it. It's all in you. Possess it. Love it. Live it. Give it all you got. And from the bottom of my heart, be productive. Stay strong in it. No excuses. And conduct your business.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.